call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 18th, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hayden?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
And Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council chambers. It's good to have people here tonight. There are agendas on the two side tables if you haven't found one yet. Those are yours to take. And we do have a couple of scouts with us tonight from the First United Methodist Church over here on Erie Street. And gentlemen, if you're willing, will you lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance tonight?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda tonight. I don't have any agenda items, however, as information item E, I would like to add just the Sandy Hook parents, the two meetings that are scheduled with Franciscan Center, I'll bring them to your attention. We'll make that E. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I need to schedule an Economic Development Subcommittee meeting for the purpose of extending discussion about extending CRA number 7.
If that's all right, can we make it 11A?
Yes.
So this is schedule Economic Development Subcommittee?
Yes.
All right. Any additional items? Members of council. Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Ronis?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Both Mr. Aller and Mr. Schroyer are out on personal business tonight. Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approved in the meeting at our last meeting on February 2nd. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the February 2nd, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from February 2nd, 2015 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes stand approved. Agenda item 5 is introduction of our new executive director from the Sylvania Historic Village, Andy Erbskorn. And to do that, we have Mary Kay Salter, the president of the Historic Village, but also Mrs. Husman. I think you ought to partake in it.
I would like to say a word or two. Not many, because I want them to talk, but yes, we're very happy that Andy has joined us, and Mary Kay will get more into that. We are very fortunate to have both of these ladies, and we've got a couple other board members I'd like to introduce that are here tonight, Evan Erickson and Tony Aridi. And so we're very excited to have this new era of the Sylvania Historical Village begin. The past is a good foundation, and we're now moving forward. So with that, Mary Kate, would you like to introduce Andy?
I have to read this because otherwise I'll forget something. Several months ago, the Sylvania Historical Village's Governance Committee advertised for a new executive director to replace Joy Armstrong, who retired in November. And we received over a dozen applicants for the job. After several meetings and interviews, one person rose to the top. Andrea, she likes to be called Andy Erbskorn, was the committee's unanimous decision, and we are delighted that she agreed to accept the position. Andy came to us from Sauter Village in Archbold, where she worked in various positions since 1990. and her, she was currently the curator of education. She's very talented and brings exceptional experience to the position in Sylvania. She began working as our new executive director at the beginning of this month, so just for a couple of weeks already. And she's already proved that she's excited to enhance and build upon the historical gem that Joy and the many other volunteers have established as the Sylvania Heritage Museum and Historical Village. I would like to present to you Andy Erbscorn, and she can explain her vision to bring Sylvania's history into the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Kay, for those kind words. Mr. Mayor, Mrs. Westfall, members of council, and other city representatives, it is my pleasure to be here to meet all of you. I was told to keep it short. Half an hour, is that fine? those, when you get to know me, you know that I can barely get my name out in 5 minutes. But I know over the course of the next months and years that I will get to know all of you and work with you. I have spent my professional life working in museums, fortunately here in Ohio, but also in on the East Coast as well. And I have seen firsthand the power that places like the Sylvania Historical Village can have to inspire not just children, and of course I'm a teacher at heart, so of course inspiring children is a wonderful thing. But I have seen that same power to inspire families, to help build relationships between generations, to create old memories and new memories. When I first applied and was looking at the Sylvania Historical Village, I had said to my husband, it's going to take a very special place to get me to leave Souder Village. And I found it here. Everybody has made me feel so welcome. The community, my wonderful board, those of you in the city offices that I have met. I am just very, very excited to begin working. I keep telling people it's been 3 weeks, only 3 weeks. But my vision is to, I think, take the Sylvania Historical Village from being Sylvania's hidden treasure to being Northwest Ohio's destination, to bring our stories that we have here in Sylvania, share them both with our city, but also with our region as well, through a variety of different means. I'm spending my time here right now just getting to know the community, been very busy meeting with different representatives of different organizations, and learning more about the history and the foundation that we have. We have a fabulous foundation from which to grow, and I'm looking forward to working with the businesses, working with the government, working with community leaders, and also through partnerships regionally and locally to, as I said, tell these and share these wonderful stories and have the Sylvania Historical Village continue to grow and to blossom. So thank you all very much. If, you know, I can talk forever, but I won't. So thank you all very, very much.
Any questions for Andy before she gets away from the podium?
I just have one comment. I thought it was a very nice touch that you took the time to prepare a letter and you immediately showed us your vision by making an ask. So good work, Andy, and I hope that you have great success at the Sylvania Historical Village. I know that you come with great experience, and we're very fortunate to get you here in our community. And Sylvania is a warm and loving place. I'm sure that you will be a wonderful addition with all the good things you do.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, I seriously mean it. I have been made to feel so welcome. I started my very first day as a snow day, if you recall, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I'm sitting at home emailing going, should I come in? Should I come in? And they're like, no, you don't have to come in. I have two children. I live still in Archbold. I know that's a question people ask is, aren't you moving to Sylvania? I have a senior in high school and an eighth grader. Not probably the time to ask them to switch schools. But I just feel already of becoming a part of the community. working with the schools already a little bit and getting to know the teachers as well. So yes, we did prepare a letter and membership information for you, which I think Mrs. Hussman's going to talk about.
Mrs. Hussman does. I just want to tell you, we're starting our membership drive in this room. We're feeling that this is the place. If we can say that the members of City Council and the administration are on board with us, then we can build on that with others that we meet along the way. So I do really hope that you will consider being a member at some category there. I know not all of you are seniors, so you probably all can't fit into that category, but maybe something above that. So please consider it and watch us grow. Thank you.
Andy, thank you for being here tonight. A level 3 snow emergency snow day would not have been a good day to come in, so I'm glad you chose not to.
I did.
Essential personnel are allowed to be on the road, but you didn't need to be there, even though it was your first day.
I told her she could work from home.
That'll work. And board members, thank you for being here tonight as well. We'll move on to agenda items 6 and 7. These are both referrals back from the Planning Commission, and it is now appropriate to set a public hearing date for these two changes to our zoning code. Agenda item 6 is zoning amendment petition CA1 2015. This is to change the old KFC restaurant site to B1B, modified business and office district, to reflect how it's actually being used rather than the light industrial unit or district. The Planning Commission agrees with that change and recommends that change be made. Mr. Hanum, we need to set a public hearing date.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that we set a public hearing for zoning ordinance amendment ZA-1-2015. And that we set that for April 6th, 2015 at 7:15
p.m. Second. And moved and seconded to set the public hearing date for zoning amendment petition ZA1 2015 for Monday, April 6th at 7:15 p.m. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The clerk will advertise the same. Agenda item 7 is a similar issue. However, this is the proposed ordinance for charitable donation containers. The Planning Commission also agrees with this change. This is addition to our zoning code and recommends approval. Mr. Hanum.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. You know, we might have someone, it's conceivable we could have somebody show up for this.
I think one issue that may attract attention is the limitation of one collection bin per parcel. Even over here on Main Street at Sylvania Tire, there are 3 from the same firm, all right on the same site.
Right.
That might be an issue that somebody might want to take issue with.
Why don't we set this for 7 o'clock? Does that sound more reasonable? We'll do that one first, and then we can do that. All right, well, Mr. Mayor, I would move that we schedule a public hearing on proposed ordinance 4-2015 relating to charitable donation containers for April 6th at 7 p.m.
Second.
Then moved and seconded to set a public hearing for proposed ordinance 4-2015 charitable donation containers for Monday, April 6, 2015 at 7 p.m. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the clerk will advertise the same. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is a new item for referral to the Planning Commission, CA2-2015. And this is for the school board owned athletic practice fields completed last year, to change those from R1 to R2. If you recall, last year, we changed the zoning designation for the former Franciscan Academy from R1 to R2 to allow post-secondary education activities to take place on the property. And there is a dedication or a ribbon cutting coming up a week from Friday for the Canticle Center, part of Lawrence University. However, this property is the school board's property, but they will be sharing use of it with Lawrence University's athletes. And with the agreement of the service director, thought it would be safer to apply for the zoning change there. The R2 zoning is already immediately to the south of it, so that there's no question about university athletes being able to use those shared fields as well. That is what it's about. There is no change in title in the property. It's not going to Lawrence University. It's not being leased to the university, but it is being shared. The uses of that are being shared, as it will be at Northview Stadium. I don't know if that's the next step or not, but Lawrence is investing in Northview Stadium as well. So we recommend this be referred to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. That will not take place until the Planning Commission meeting on Wednesday, March 11th. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we refer petition for zoning ordinance amendment, application number ZA-2-2015. To the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second. Been moved and seconded to refer proposed ordinance amendment petition ZA-2-2015 to the Planning Commission for the review and recommendation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And when that comes back, that will require the setting of a public hearing date as well. Moving right along to agenda item 9. This is proposed legislation from the administration to follow suit with what some other communities have done for many years, which is to have the ability to declare a snow emergency parking ban. For years, I've watched Maumee, for instance, publicize their parking ban on public streets during snow emergencies. Bowling Green does it as well. And we have had more complaints this year, more instances of problems with more parked cars on the streets. I don't know whether that's because families have more vehicles or their garages are full, or they're just not ready to get out and move those vehicles into the driveways. But it is causing problems for our snow removal crews. We had a couple of roads where we could not safely get the plows down the roads with cars parked on both sides of the roads. One of our plows did, I understand, clip a rearview mirror on one car. I think it's time to encourage our residents to get their vehicles off the road so that we can safely plow the roads and safety vehicles can get through those neighborhoods during a snow event. The law director followed or used other communities' snow emergency parking ban legislation as a guideline for ours, and propose this legislation to you, which you are under no hurry to approve. We may or may not have the instance of a snow emergency again this year, but the administration believes that this legislation should be in place certainly for next season. Late this afternoon, I think you all received some proposed changes to this from Councilman Hanum. I quickly tried to read those and discuss them with the law director and found three modifications, Doug, and I think that's what they are. One is to remove the 4-inch guideline for declaring a snow emergency, another changing from 3 minutes to 5 minutes, the allowable time for passengers to unload, and removing the timeline from 30 minutes to a reasonable time for unloading. None of those are substantial differences. You also took it upon yourself to reformat the way the legislation or the way the ordinance is written by the law director, and I have questions about that. Again, this is council's council's choice whether to refer to the, it should go to the safety committee if it goes anywhere. And the administration is not in a rush for this unless we know of a blizzard coming our way. I've already been in on the television talking about this. I did that because I want families to think about moving their cars out of the street. I thought that people used to do that. I always did it with my kids' cars because I didn't want them to get hit or plowed in. But apparently that's not the case anymore. Going through Lincoln Woods, we had at least a dozen cars in the street during that 12-inch snow. And what happens is the snow plows come along, and when they pull over towards the center of the street, their plows unload where they pull over, and they really plow those cars in. And then when the cars do get moved out, and they can pull ahead and get out just fine, and the snow plows come back for their final pass to widen out the roads, oftentimes that large volume of snow is getting put right into people's driveways, and we've received complaints about that as well. So I think this is meaningful. The administration is not trying to be overbearing and will not declare it unless we think it's necessary, but it is to encourage, and that's why I was in the media, to remind people and encourage them to please move your vehicles out of the street so that we can get through with the snow plows and safely keep the roads open for safety vehicles and everybody else. So that's what this is about. But it is unordered legislation from council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
If I could make a comment?
First of all, I thank the administration for being proactive about this. I do think it's been a concern. And certainly we have had some issues even in my own neighborhood. So I'm thrilled that there may be some legislation that will help alleviate some of the challenges that we've seen. I did not have the opportunity to review the changes that Mr. Hanum has recommended. So with that in mind and with your comments that you're not concerned about this from a timing perspective, we could certainly have another snowfall and people could get left in, but that would be the luck of the draw. I think it would be acceptable to refer this to the safety committee. And so with that, I'd like to make a motion that we refer proposed ordinance 7-2015 to amending Part 3 Traffic Code, Chapter 351, generally by adding Section 351.23 Snow Emergency Parking Ban to the Safety Committee.
Second.
We moved and seconded to refer Proposed Ordinance 7-2015 to the Safety Committee for study and recommendation back to City Council. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Would you like to set a Safety Committee meeting time?
Sure we are all clear with the new changes about who are the members of the safety committee.
Some of us were wondering that.
Yeah. That's myself as chair, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanum, and Mr. Ludke. So I'll make sure that we're present. And I think we could do something earlier before our March 2nd meeting if we need to. We already have a zoning application to review at 7 o'clock that evening, or certainly I could do something on the morning of the 26th, February 26th at 8 o'clock.
I'm not here for that.
Okay. I did know you were out of town. How? When are you back?
I said just in time arrival prior to our next council meeting.
Are you just arriving just in town?
I think we could meet. You know, we also want to talk about the CRA. Is there a way, how much time do you think this is going to take, this discussion?
Maximum 20 minutes to half an hour, you think?
Is there a chance we can bundle that with the Economic Development Committee meeting?
No,
start
probably not.
Maybe at 6.
It's too old.
Just get them all done.
Yeah.
Leslie, how much time do you need to discuss the CRA?
The CRA? 15, 20 minutes, that long.
Right. If we wanted to be astute, we could schedule 1 for 6, then 1 for 6:15, and then just sort of
merge them together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Second. Is 6 o'clock on March 2nd an option?
Yep.
For the safety committee.
For safety.
Yeah.
Which one you want to do first?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you want to say it together?
Yeah, apparently.
But it doesn't matter then. Go ahead and do yours first.
Well, I think if we do ours first, it would, I'm sure, logically fall into yours, and yours will take longer.
Okay. Maybe, sure.
Okay. So Safety Committee, Monday, March 2nd at 6:00.
Okay, we'll have the clerk post that meeting time for 6:00. Why don't we just go right on down to 11A, Mark, and let you set your time for your...
The issue here is that we have one or more potential new businesses moving to the section of Alexis Road that is included in CRA number 7, right? And in order to at least be prepared for the city to use some of our ability to facilitate those businesses by extending the CRA, we need to have a hearing here where council's interest is there. I don't expect that it will take much longer than 20 minutes or half an hour, but in order to sort of pick up the meeting when the Safety Committee meeting ends, let's schedule it, if you don't mind, for 6:15 on March 2nd. We can start it as we wind down the other meeting.
The plan is to amend 7?
Extend it, amend it to extend it, yes.
So this is our last shot at it?
For that CRA?
For that CRA.
If we extend the boundary and also the terms at the same time, that'll be it. We do have some other existing CRAs that have not, one or two more, I believe. We did 3, 6...
Do you have a new map?
We will.
Could you give us a map in advance so we have time to look at it and think about it?
Sure, yep, no problem.
I don't think we're...
Joe will email.
Yeah, my assumption is not that this is not necessarily a slam dunk, right? The council will probably have some questions, which is why I wanted to go second. That'll give us at least a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, if we need to.
If you get us a map of all the...
Existing?
All the existing ones and where we are.
Sure.
I forget, did we do 3?
Did you amend 3?
Did we do the one that, well...
I think we only amended one of them so far, right?
I will get all of the information.
We talked about moving, about extending, making one a lot bigger. Did we do one of them? And I forget which one.
No, I don't think...
We didn't do that.
I don't think so.
I wonder if, as part of that committee meeting, you can be prepared to kind of give us a quick update.
Sure, and review.
And maybe do that in writing ahead of the meeting if you want.
Sure, yeah.
I think it might be helpful.
Yep, absolutely.
So the recommendation is 6:15 on March 2nd.
We're going to have the clerk post that time. Back to the Safety Committee issue, there may or may not be time based on the changes that the Safety Committee wants to have that legislation ready that night or not. We'll see. We'll do the best we can.
That's right.
Okay, very good. I think we're up to agenda item 10, which is proposed resolution 1-2015. This is to establish guidelines relative to the deferment of payment of special assessments on grounds of financial hardship. This is for our improvement over on Arbor Way. Mrs. Brining, why don't you describe this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know that Mr. Aller talked previously about establishing some guidelines by which we could entertain applications or requests from residents over on Arbor Way who demonstrated financial hardship, and he's come up with a guideline. We're just going to use the Section 8 housing guidelines, the very low income level established by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. That will be his basis. He will provide, anyone who requests an application can receive it if they meet that income, the very low income threshold. 50% of the assessment will be
deferred until the property is either transferred or subject to a state tax. 50% of the assessment will still go on their property tax bill, so it's only deferring 50%. 50% they will still be responsible for, even if they meet the income threshold. So Mr. Aller and I have discussed it, and we feel that it's the most fair and equitable way to make the determination in a fair way. But if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have a few questions.
Sure.
Just as far as mechanics go, are we going, I saw that there was supposed to be advertisement, are we going to notify the people who are impacted along this road with a letter?
That they can make, yes.
And for those individuals who qualify and apply, are we actually putting a lien on the property? I'm not sure mechanically what we're doing in that regard.
We will, they will enter into an agreement, a deferment application type agreement with us, and we will record that so that it will show up in their title work when they go to sell their house. We've had that with some sewer tap fees in the past, so that's our procedure for making sure that it doesn't get lost.
Understood. Mm-hmm. And when the property is ultimately sold for a state tax or whatever, if there's insufficient funds when the property is sold to cover the assessed, the 50% assessment, what do we do?
That will still remain as a lien and still be on their property taxes.
So for the next owner would basically have to accept that extra incremental amount then?
Correct.
Okay.
Anyone else? Thank you.
So we are not forgiving the assessment, we're just deferring it.
Understood. I just wanted to make sure that I understood.
I appreciate your questions to make sure that it is secure.
Right.
Yep. All right. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 1-2015. All members of council having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Resolution 1-2015, a resolution of the Council of Sylvania establishing guidelines relative to the deferment of payment of special assessments on grounds of financial hardship, amending resolution number 8-2014 to reflect said deferment guidelines, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 1-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 1-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 1-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 1-2015 is approved. For the scouts' benefit tonight, we had two motions to approve that resolution. The first one was to waive the second and third readings. Our charter requires that all legislation be read in its entirety three times. And because we have Xerox machines and internet and everybody has a chance to look at it ahead of time, we waive that. We waive the second and third readings and we say read by title only. So that was the first motion. Second motion was to pass it as an emergency. If five or more members of council vote, it can be passed in a single vote rather than being voted on three times. Most legislation passes that way. Only controversial or items that city council does not have a supermajority agree on take more votes. Okay, we've already acted on added agenda item 11A. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time or committee referrals? Turning to the back side of our agenda sheet, information item B, you've got a letter and resolution from the Lucas County commissioners about granting annexation petitions on two different parcels. One of those was a house on Alexis. The other one was the property adjacent to the new Sylvania Library at Sylvania and King. That was to annex their entire site into the city. As for added agenda item E, I think you were all emailed this information, I'm not sure, or you brought it tonight to distribute it, Sharon, about the Sandy Hook voting or the Sandy Hook parents coming. This is something that Sister Janet has been working on over at the Franciscan Village. She's been in touch with us for more than a month about this, and they're bringing in two parents from the Sandy Hook disaster, Sandy Hook problem. And we are all welcome to go to either or both of them. However, the one earlier in the day is more focused towards law enforcement, and the one in the evening from 7 to 8:30 is more search for solutions and bringing the community together, and that's the one that I'm intending to go with. There's certainly no obligation on anybody's point to go to any of them, but I wanted to bring them to your attention. We're fortunate to have these people coming. We will have people from all over the area, not just from Sylvania, at these meetings. With that, is there any... Bill, did you want to say anything more about that? Can we cover that all right?
We have it covered pretty well, and I know that the police department is supporting the event, and like I just echo what you say, it's a good community event, and
it's right here in Sylvania because of the support of the sisters, rather than being in Oregon or Maumee or Bowling Green or someplace like that. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly.